Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I'm here with Pastor Mark and Pastor Mike. So we're doing a fellowship podcast, an eight-part series, looking at the seven different DNA statements made by our church about 10 years ago, looking at what this means for us in the past, what this means for us in the present, and how we believe this holds true for us as a community into the future. We're on statement number three, DNA statement number three, labeled Spirit, with the tagline, "We seek to keep in step with the Spirit." This is born out of a deep belief that the church is built by the power of the Spirit. And Jesus made an interesting statement in John 16:7, where he said that there is a better situation coming for them if he goes away and the Spirit comes. J.D. Greer says that it's better with the Spirit inside of you than Jesus beside of you. And the Spirit, it also says in John 16, will guide us into all truth. So with this promise of the Spirit, with this focus on the Spirit, we believe this was core to our ministry when we made this statement. And Mike, we'll go to you first on this vitality of ministry being focused on the Spirit. What happens when we lose the connection to the Spirit in our ministry?
I think the place you have to go is that the Spirit began this church age, came upon the early believers, as we just talked about then, that Jesus returns to the right hand of the Father. The Spirit comes and lights these people on fire and gives them power, Acts 1, in some incredible ways. And so that's the beginning of the church. But then I think to kind of just keep going with that idea that it is the Spirit that began, if we lose that beginning foundation, we forget quickly that we are only human, flesh and blood, fighting against an enemy that is stronger than our best attempts. We can't enter a spiritual war against darkness without the Spirit of Christ in us. It's just not one thing that we can't go into without the Spirit. We will lose. Flesh and blood cannot stand against that. So there's this other thing too, as the Spirit guides and teaches and provides wisdom. He's the helper, the comforter. There's just so many roles that the Spirit takes on. If we lose that, keeping in step, walking with him, we will go in directions we're not made to go. And the scriptures do give a lot of prescriptive commands, things we should intentionally do or not do, avoid or be part of as the church. But then there's also these in-between moments where most of life happens that there might not be a specific command to do or not to do in a situation. That is life with the Spirit. We're walking with him, knowing he will be a guide in moments when there's no chapter and verse for this in the Bible, but how do I walk with him as guide? So we can get us into some danger zones when we think maybe our flesh and blood are capable to do things without the Spirit.
Right on. And we have this language of keep in step with the Spirit.
Wait a minute. I'm supposed to ask this question to you, host.
Okay.
Ben.
Can we just say this real quick? We have papers beside us while we're talking, and I believe that you copied my questions and changed the font on the paper.
I did.
That is a level of high maintenance.
Okay. So question two to
question
you, Ben.
Question two. Okay.
This keep in step bit you've talked about through the years, where did that language come from? Is it a catchy phrase, a Benism? And why is it important to church change, church growth, the future?
Thank you for asking me, and especially in that font. The keep in step spirit was an invention of the Apostle Paul through the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5, where it talks about the fruits of the Spirit, and then it says that we are called to keep in step with the Spirit. The reason why that's meant a lot to me is because it's easy to lose pace with the Spirit. And I remember hearing a story of a pastor who worked with two different churches, and by the time he got done with the second ministry, he said, "I did all of that ministry at the first church and the second church without Jesus."
Wow.
And it was just a scary thought because you can produce things and they might not be lasting, but you can pull off programs and those kind of things without the Spirit of God. They're not, as Mike said, effective things long term, or maybe are by the grace of God, but ultimately, by being a Spirit-centered place, you want to be in step, not rushing ahead of the pace of Spirit, not falling or lagging behind out of fear. We see this in the early church. It's just an explosive, accelerated, thousands are being added in the first season of church growth. It is this explosive, exciting church ministry. We see that in the book of Acts, but by the end of Paul's ministry, we see it much slower paced, and actually a lot of people have fallen away or abandoned, and you see his connection to the rhythm of the Spirit, both in when the Spirit accelerates and in time when the Spirit slows. And so keeping in that pace helps us to do ministry on his terms and timing and not our own.
It's interesting to think about keeping that rhythm, because it's fun to know the rhythm and then play along with the rhythm. And as soon as you think you've nailed the rhythm of the Spirit, he may slow or speed up, we aren't even on track anymore. But we like to play by that beat that maybe he's done this way before. He'll just keep doing the exact same thing, which might not be the case. And with that, I relinquish my host privileges. They're back to you, Ben, so you can continue asking questions.
Back to the appropriate font. We are going to go back to Pastor Mark and ask. We ask him a lot of the history questions because he's very historical in his age. Pastor Mark, how has the Spirit asked us to do things that felt difficult or were different than we would have thought we should do? Basically, our thinking and the Spirit's thinking didn't immediately connect. And so what are some examples where that happened?
Yeah, I would say the two most obvious examples would be the calling of you two guys.
That's pretty good.
And I am impressed that it took us till the fourth podcast for an age bar to be put in.
Well, it sounds like you've been struggling to figure out how to come back from that.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things that I think in terms of when the Spirit asks you to do difficult things. I really believe that all growth is change. Anytime something grows, there's changes taking place. And change is hard. But the Spirit, we really believe we are called to give the Spirit permission by the will of our lives to be the leader in ministry. He starts ministries. Every ministry that has started here, we believe the Spirit has led and prompted. On the other side, the Spirit has to be given the permission to stop ministries. And every ministry really does have an expiration date. And so I would say some of the hardest moments are when you're starting to feel the Lord is leading a different direction to accomplish the same goals and objectives, but is doing it in a different way. And we've made some major formative changes in how we do ministry over the years, even the weekly structures of our ministries. But if we're keeping in step with the Spirit, we have to allow him the freedom to lead. I also think there have been moments when we have been called to exercise church discipline, and the Spirit really prompted us in obedience to the Scripture to do that. Those would be some of the biggest, without giving specific ministries or so forth, I just think following the Spirit when he puts things to death, because you look at a history that was beautiful and God used it, but then God says, well, now I'm going to use a different methodology to do that.
And thinking of the Spirit, I'm just having him centric in the ministry. It also helps us from not having, as you said, certain ministries be the center because they come and go, but to have him be the center. And it reminds me that what we're a part of is, yes, building his church, but it's not just about fellowship. And I think what can happen in churches, and it can happen in ours too, is we can become all about the mission of God that exists just here, that exists, that is just happening. And so what seems to be the thing that we're relying on, or the energy behind it, is the advancement of our church, when really we're a part of something that existed before we got here and will be a part of, and there's something that will exist after we're gone if Jesus doesn't come. And that is the work of the Spirit. And so we look to join him in what he is doing, as opposed to try to strong arm the Spirit into advancing just our narrative or small story that we have it in our local bodies.
Could that be like DNA 0.3B or 3.5, that whole idea that it is not about our specific church, but the Spirit leading all churches, all believers in his name? I love that. Just focus off of us.
It's beautiful, although you were rewriting the DNA statements live. The podcast does give me a little pause, but...
whatever you say, host, whatever you say.
Anything else? We have a last question here, but want to be sensitive to time. But anything else that you wanted to mention as an example of where the Spirit slowed us or the Spirit expedites us in ministry?
I don't think we can finish this podcast without acknowledging what the season of COVID was like. So many moments where God accelerated things we weren't expecting, paused things that, again, we weren't expecting. And there was this collective, everybody in their own way, that also was a corporate way of walking through this season where things are up in the air, that I felt our church came back a little more schooled in the Spirit, because we had to keep walking without really plans ahead that we knew of, but the Spirit was guiding and leading things that he paused intentionally, that we were either trying to push ahead or wanted to in that moment, and it just became a backseat to some rest that maybe a culture needed in some ways.
All right, that's a wrap. Thank you again so much for listening. This was DNA Statement number 3, focusing on the Spirit and saying we seek to keep in step with the Spirit. Thanks all. See you next time.